Hello, Polly Nice, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I am Richard. I'm the singer in Polly Nice and the token British guy.
And I just want to point out that Richard is doing this interview from England, and that's how nice he is. So we'll be flipping back and forth from England to Vancouver. Now let's meet the rest of the band.
Hello, I'm Trevor.
I'm Aiden.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Jules.
I'm Shane.
And with our singer Richard, we are Polly Nice.
And how did you come up with the band name?
Short story is, one night we were at a show for Aiden's old band Whisper Disco, and Julian drunkenly proposed to me we call ourselves Polly Nice. It's based through Greek mythology and a former center for the Seattle Supersonics.
And how did you guys all meet?
So I met Trevor when I first moved to Vancouver, or just before. And he let me stay in his flat while I didn't have anywhere to live, on the condition that I looked after his fish goober. And I managed not to kill the fish, which I think put me in good standing with Trevor. And shortly after, in a drunken state, I played guitar and sang for him, which was very embarrassing. Somehow, he went from that to inviting me to sing with Polly Nice, and everybody agreed. I joined the band a year ago, and they still haven't kicked me out. So, yeah, these guys are amazing, and it's very humbling to be in a band with such phenomenal musicians and phenomenal human beings.
Oh, Richard, you are so sweet. Now Trevor's going to tell how it really went down.
I met Richard through his ex-girlfriend, Janae. It's a whole thing. Anyway, he stayed at my place when he first came to Canada. I met Julian at Coachella like 10 years ago. And I met Tyler in the ninth grade. I met Shane after Tyler and Shane went to Sasquatch together. And I met Aiden about a year ago.
I met Aiden today.
Who's Aiden?
You guys should explain how you met each other.
I met Julian through my best friend, Sam. They worked together at The Gap. I met Shane through my best friend John Clune's friends, and then we went to a music festival together and formed a brotherhood.
The rest is history.
The rest is written off as history. Aiden I met through my best friend Ben, who they lived together, they were roommates together for what, a year, 2 years?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
And the first time I saw Aiden, he was playing drums in a show, and I said, that's the wildest guy I've ever seen. And he still is to this day.
Well, thanks.
I don't know who Aiden is. He just showed up one day.
All right, guys, I think we need to hear what you're all about. Richard, tell us about your first song that we're going to play here called Counterculture Daydream.
For me, Counterculture Daydream is laughing at the incredible ways that we struggle to change our habits as a species, the way we consume media, the way we consume products, and all of this in the face of, you know, impending doom if we don't change drastically, and that the different truths that are held by members of society being touted as the one truth causes this mass confusion, disillusionment. You know, how do we define the truth and how we move forward with that? So, you know, it's a parody of our rambling species, you know, tottering on the edge of self-destruction, but either covering our eyes to ignore it or not quite understanding that we stand on a precipice, I suppose. Yeah, I hope that doesn't sound too pretentious.
And I'll let you introduce it. Go for it.
We are Polynice, and this is our song Counterculture Daydream.
Thank you. sticks.
That was, to me, that was kind of like a, it had some 50s kind of vibe in there and some dreamy pop, you know, mixed all together. How would you describe your sound?
Yeah, so there's this band we share a jam space with called Blonde Diamond. They said that they're like what the 60s would sound like if it was imagined today. And we're like if the 50s were imagined today. No. My favorite band was The Strokes, so anything you hear from the 50s is actually me ripping off a ripoff from the early 2000s. Yeah. And then the dream pop, I think we all love Beach House.
I think our sound comes from a broad spectrum of different musical tastes and interests. And
listening to our dad's music.
Yeah. Growing up on our father's music.
the fighter pilot.
My dad's a fighter pilot.
Who took me to Texas on a vampire road trip.
Talking about road trip, your next song is called Vacation. Since we can't go on vacation these days, let's talk about when we used to. Where was your best vacation?
Well, I'm notorious for ruining family vacations, so I'm not going to answer this because basically every vacation we've had, I've f***ed up in some way. So.
What about when your sister got mad and then walked into the door?
Yeah, and then didn't
she
speak to me?
She tried to storm out.
My mom told me I'd done permanent damage to our relationship. That was a good memory.
That's the best vacation.
That was honestly my favorite vacation. Outside of that moment, that was my favorite vacation. So that's it. You guys?
Any music festival, which probably doesn't count as a vacation.
Coachella, that first time that you were there, that was my highlight of the decade when we passed into 2020, so... Probably Coachella the first time when it was The Strokes and Kanye and Arcade Fire and various others.
It's a good vacation.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go to Richard.
I think the best vacation I've ever been on was actually the one where I met Trevor. Driving from Edmonton all the way through the Rocky Mountains and down to Vancouver. It's the closest thing that I've come to being in Lord of the Rings without going to New Zealand. And it was just phenomenal. And I met so many kind and pure people, including Trevor, on that trip. And I chose to live in Vancouver after that. So it's pretty much shaped my life for the last 4 years.
Yeah, baby, we have the Lord of the Ring Mountains right here in our backyard. Okay, here's Vacation on CJSF.
Thank you.
it's a path you chose far from those who love you
stuff, guys. Love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi, on the Jambalaya Show. And I also want to thank the very scary Larry Leach, yes, for introducing me to you guys. And tell everyone your social media links.
Well, thanks, DJ Mehdi.
Our Instagram is just Polynice.
PolyniceXX.
PolyniceXX. PolyniceXX.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
And you can find us on Spotify under Polynice. For now. That's it. Thanks, DJ Mehdi.
Thanks, guys. And we have Radio Guter coming up next. We'll see you all next week. Ciao.